Right about now, we do have Prof. Dumi Diale. If you were tuning in last week Friday, you would know that we had a conversation about neurodiversity. Super, super exciting center and stuff that are being brought to life, right? Mm-hmm. And just to give you a young recap, last week we kind of looked into what neurodiversity is all about. We also dived into the Center for Neurodiversity. Kind of Prof. Diale actually told us where the center is and when it was actually established, and also including the future vision of the center. But from today, I believe we're going to be dealing and speaking about the why, right? Because last week, I think the thing was more on, or the interview was more on who, right?
Yeah.
Who side of things? Who is the center of neurodiversity? But from now on going forward, I think we're going to be dealing with the why, because we do define today neurodevelopmental disorders, also known as NDDs, learning the causes of neurodevelopmental issues or disorders, learning the causes, the diagnosis, the treatment, and last but certainly not least, we're going to be looking into the informing of the parents on early identification. So that's what we're going to be looking into today, diving into. So you do not want to miss this one. If you want to ask any question or add, maybe you are, you know, going through something that's related to what we're we're talking about it, or know someone that's going through that, you have some questions or some comments, hit us up on 0817255228. We have Prof. Dumi Diale in studio. Super, super excited. 15 minutes past, we're going to be going in with her. Stay tuned at UJFM Insights. And right about now, we are joined by the one,
the only,
Prof. Dumi Diale herself. Beep, 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 beep. Prof, welcome back.
Thank you, my
welcome
ladies.
Back home.
Thank you, right? My lady. It's going to be home.
Exactly, definitely. We're super, super excited to be having you back. And I know today we're going to be delving more into what we started last week. Yes. And I know that, or at least I've learned, that we're going to be going into the disorders today, right?
Yes.
We're going to be doing all things neurodevelopmental disorders. Now, maybe let's define that. What is neurodevelopmental disorders?
Okay, thank you. And welcome to all listeners. Today we talk about neurodevelopmental disorders, and just to give a brief definition of what neurodevelopmental are, these are a group of disorders that affect the development of the neurological system or the nervous system, and they actually therefore affect the brain's functioning. Mm-hmm. And in understanding that, they affect our emotions, they would affect our learning ability, our self-control, and our memories.
Yeah.
So they range really from really mild impairments, which can allow a person to function normally within the society and can actually be an effective contributor.
Yeah,
but they can also go into the extreme of being disorders that actually affect a person and requires lifelong care for a person.
Mm-hmm. From what you're saying, I believe there are lots of neurodevelopmental disorders, but do we have one that's most common?
Okay. Maybe before we even go into the common one,
people
would want to know, so what causes this?
Yeah.
So if I talk about, there are various causes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are genetic causes of neurodevelopmental disorders. It could be chromosomal issues that have happened. It could be infections. It could be prenatal issues or even postnatal. For instance, a child who can get an accident and get a head injury could develop one of the neurodevelopmental issues. But coming to what are the most common ones? I think everybody knows about ADHD. Everybody has been pointed to ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, although it is one of the most misdiagnosed or abused disorders in the group.
That's not true, actually.
We actually have a new baby that's growing. It has always been there, but we have seen an exponential growth in autism spectrum disorder.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
We really have a growing number of children with autism spectrum disorder. But there are other disorders that actually form part of this. For instance, your communication disorders that people are really not know much about. Your specific learning disorder. People didn't know that when you want to write a T, you know that is T-E-A, but you write T-A-E.
Yes,
that is
happens.
Specific. Oh, in terms of reading, your A and your B and your
and
D, all those are specific learning disorders, you know, which have to do with reading, writing, spelling, and mathematics that are there. We also have got some neuromotor developmental disorders that are really critical in the process.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, so it seems that there are a lot of disorders that we don't know about and the ones that we do. But I want to know, how many roughly, how many children do you think are affected by neurodevelopmental disorders? Mm.
One of the other important neurodevelopmental disorders that I actually didn't mention, it's intellectual disabilities.
Okay.
Which range from very mild intellectual disabilities to severe and profound intellectual disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the numbers, the Health World Organization actually, the statistics that I got between 2009 and 2015, there was just actually within the Saharan Africa, talking about us, we basically, they've said there's almost about 40%.
40% of children.
Across the neurodevelopmental disorders.
Sure. Oh, sure.
And remember, many of the children are not even diagnosed. It's about children who are diagnosed. So basically, we still have to work hard to get the correct statistics for Africa. But even for South Africa, many of these children are really not diagnosed.
Yeah.
We see them through schools, they go through schools, they drop out, but they are not actually diagnosed.
Yeah, sure. And I really do believe that.
Yeah, and are these statistics from this year or last year?
No, these are actually statistics between 2009 and 2015.
Oh,
and remember
okay.
I said earlier on, autism is the new baby that is here. So children that are diagnosed recently with autism are not even in the statistics.
Oh, wow.
Very high growing number.
So
in South Africa,
it's probably higher than that.
Definitely higher by now. Sure, man. That is so interesting. Interesting things that we're learning here from Prof. Dumidiale. Please go on to our social media platforms. Do not forget to use the hashtag social debate. Hashtag let's talk neurodiversity at UJ with UJFM. Because today we're going to be delving into neurodevelopmental disorders. Know anything about that? Hit me up. 0817255228. Going into a music break. On the other side, we continue. Stay tuned. Community, particularly in Black communities, are unable to detect that our children are actually suffering from such, right?
Yeah.
And so right now it leads me to this question. What are some early symptoms that parents, teachers, and also caregivers maybe should observe or, just see early?
I think because neurodevelopmental disorders are really diagnosable at an early age, from as early as the age of 3, it is important for parents, for teachers, for caregivers to look at symptoms like, is there a language delay and a speech delay? Are there any motor skills delays? You know, the child doesn't develop like other children. Are there any memory delays? The child is hyperactive. We generally say children are hyperactive, but we need to identify between a child who's just active versus a child who is hyperactive. So we need to also look at, are there also other delays like repetitive movements? Is the child doing one and the same thing always? The tendency to focus on one thing without, you know, being attracted by other things. Delays in social skills, how the child associates with other children at an early age. And these are things like lack of contact. Children want to look at you when they talk of you. But this child always is shy, doesn't. So those are some of the simple things that we need to look at. I want to say to parents, it is important to keep the developmental record of your child for you to be able to observe when something goes wrong.
Yeah,
or just out of the norm.
Just to emphasize on that, I think Prof is talking about when your child started walking, when they started speaking, all of that stuff. Because you go to your medical institution and they ask you such questions, right? When did your baby start walking, and you don't have record of that, and it might just, you know, lead to wrong diagnosis.
Definitely. Even when they start having learning challenges and they bring them to us as psychologists, that historical information is important.
Yeah.
And if you don't know it, even your own pregnancy information, you know, people take it for granted. But we need to know, during your pregnancy, did you actually get into any accident? Did you actually get ill? Did you actually have some depression?
Yeah.
Because those affect the development
depression
of the child.
Depression can definitely affect
the development of the child neurologically.
On that note of giving parents some stuff to observe or some symptoms to observe on their maybe children or people just around them, who is allowed to diagnose And how do you make this diagnosis? Because I know a lot of us, especially with social media, we just
self-diagnose.
You know what I mean?
Literally, who's I
when I'm not to ADHD when I'm not autism. You know what I mean? And also giving the parents right now symptoms, they might just end up doing that. Who is supposed to diagnose and how do we diagnose?
Definitely, most people and young, they end up saying you've got ADHD. When you're actually just a puppy, somebody.
Yeah.
There are different or various professionals who are allowed to diagnose. The first one is psychologists can diagnose ADHD. You know, we've got clinical counseling, educational psychologists who can diagnose ADHD. We've got neurological psychologists or neuropsychologists who can diagnose. We've got what we call neurodevelopmental pediatricians. We have even our ordinary pediatricians, our specialist pediatricians can do, but we do have neurodevelopmental pediatricians. They are very scarce in the country, but we do have those. We also have neurologists who can diagnose, or child neurologists, or even adult neurologists. Then we've got what we call our pediatric psychiatrists. Psychiatrists who really specialize in child development. All those can actually, but also people like your occupational therapist can pick up signs and diagnose. So we work as a multidisciplinary team.
Yeah.
When I begin to see you come to me as a psychologist, I can diagnose this, but I also probably want a neurologist to further say, you know, what could be the other things I could refer further.
Mm.
So we work as a multidisciplinary team, but that doesn't preclude the fact that I can diagnose as a psychologist and that diagnosis can be officialized.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do group work, eh?
Yeah, and I like how you mentioned that it's psychologists, the occupational therapists and stuff that can diagnose. Does that mean neurodevelopmental diseases are a mental illness?
No, no. It is important. Thank you. That's a very important question. As I said at the beginning, that neurodevelopmental disorders are actually development, is the development of the nervous system.
Okay.
However, there could be people, whether children or adults, who've got mental disorders. So once we have that, we have what we call a dual diagnosis.
Because it is not
everybody with neurodevelopmental disorders that necessarily say they've got a mental disability.
So some people have both.
Some people have both.
Okay.
But it is
not the same.
Yeah.
And it's not the majority of them.
Okay, makes sense.
Now, since we're sticking to neurodevelopmental disorders, are they curable? Can we actually cure them? And if yes, what's the treatment?
Actually, neurodevelopmental disorders are not curable. They are those developmental disorders that last for a person's lifetime. But the important thing is they are manageable. Those people can live normal lives. They can be productive citizens of the country.
Yeah.
So once early, the key here is the diagnosis. Once it is diagnosed early, we are able to put interventions into place, which comes to treatment, actually. So once we have interventions into place, this child of the lifetime.
Yeah.
And what is important in terms of treatment, there's various treatments. Once diagnosed, treatments could be something ranging from therapeutic interventions.
What does that mean?
Therapeutic interventions mean therapy. It could be using various therapy modes or
township
lingo would talk counseling when we talk about therapy.
Yeah.
Doing counseling with the child.
Yeah.
Doing also counseling with the child and the family members, because it is always important to bring family members out this
so they know how to
so they
help
know
the child.
We also can have speech therapists being involved. As I said, one of the key issues is delays in language. So speech therapists could be part of interventions. We could have occupational therapists as part of the intervention processes. Obviously, I spoke about psychologists, but also teachers. Let us not undermine the role of teachers. In terms of remedial development, remedial interventions, teachers can play a very important role in any identification and in the intervention process in terms of supporting children in the classroom with those learning with neurodevelopmental disorders. So the important thing, it's multi-developmental approach. into addressing the neurodevelopmental disorders.
Yeah. We spoke of teachers, we spoke of parents, we spoke of kids, we spoke of the community, we spoke of everything. Yeah. What tips are you leaving us with today?
The tips I'm leaving for parents, yeah. I'll categorize them. For parents, be vigilant. During your pregnancy, have your little black book where you note any little thing that you can take for granted. Mm. You've had a terrible flu during pregnancy. Note it down. So be vigilant pre, during pregnancy, but postnatal. How has your child developed? What was the kind of birth that you had? You were planned to have normal birth. Mm. All of a sudden, you were rushed to theater for Caesar for a C-section operation. Mm. What has caused that? Ask your doctors. Ask information.
Sure.
As your child develops, check their developmental processes or their developmental stages. I love the fact that we are a generation of Google. Read, these things are there in Google. Read what are the developmental stages that my child should be reaching at a particular developmental stage. For teachers, please, 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 let's not put these children in the corner and ignore them.
That is so true.
Once you see signs, whether you know what is it or not, find out information. Communicate with other specialists. Communicate with institutions like us, Institutes of Higher Education, with the Center for Neurodevelopmental Neurodiversity at UJ, so that we are there to support you, to help you. For communities, they are still our children.
Yes.
Let us be embracing. Let us support this of our own children's development. They are part of us as communities.
Yeah.
So let us all work together. Only through when we all work together that we can make a difference in one child's life.
Oh man,
that's so powerful.
One of the days of bayahlanya is a community. See a child that's not really well or behaves in a way in which not all of their peers behaves and such. Those stigmas that go around, that should end, because come on, man, we are living in a very technological era, online era, where one can actually go and check and all of that good stuff. Yeah,
you can actually, if people want to find more information, we will soon. I'm happy that I've got my marketer Nosy with me here.
Shout out to Nosy.
And we will soon, in about 2 or 3 weeks time, we'll have a live website for the Center for Neurodiversity that you can actually learn a lot on. But in the meantime, if you've got something pending, drop us an email on cnd@uj.ac.za. And on our Facebook page, Nosy, on our Faculty of Education Facebook page for now, but we'll soon be having our Neurodiversity Center Facebook page live, where we can actually help people on social media. We can help them through emails. They can even visit the center at the Soweto campus.
Beautiful, nice. Beautiful. You heard that right here. You got the website. It's only going to be active from next week, right?
No. In 3 weeks time.
Oh, in three weeks time.
Beautiful.
But in the meantime, we are active. UJFM is active. So drop us a DM. All the presenters are active there. So at UJFM on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's at UJFM across all social media platforms. Drop us a DM. And we'll definitely make sure that Prophet Dumi Diale reaches or gets the message.
Yep.
Prof, thank you so much for coming through today.
It's been
thank
lovely.
Thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure to be here. Bye-bye, because you're going to come back next week.
Yeah.
You are home. This is home.
But just to introduce, next week there will be a new guest from the department. Mm-hmm. But I will be here with them.
Okay.
And they'll be introducing what is to us.
Oof. Oh, nice.
Exciting stuff.
We don't want to miss that one.
Stuff. So you don't want
write to...
Because now you're hearing it from professionals, not go TikTok.
Yeah,
before you misdiagnose a person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Exactly, man. 15 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. Let's go back into those beautiful tunes. On the other side, I think we're going to be giving some young people some interviews right here. I see a lot of people went away with some good prizes. So do keep it locked right here at your favorite station, UJFM. 95.5.